Now, a three-week inquiry into the abuse of children in the Church of England in Sussex has finished this afternoon. The independent inquiry into child sexual abuse has heard from everyone from victims of that abuse to the Archbishop of Canterbury. The church has come for some very heavy criticism. Well, Callum May works on religious affairs for BBC News and has been covering the inquiry and joins me on the programme now. Callum, first of all, what was the purpose of this inquiry?
It was, I'm told, a coincidence that this inquiry took place during the season of Lent. That is a traditional time of penance, of atonement for sins and of reconciliation for Christians. And really, over the past 3 weeks, the church did not look good. Here's one description of it. A terrible week with evidence of stupidity, incompetence, lying, dumping responsibility at every level, including the highest. Who made that criticism? A bishop. Alan Wilson, who's the Bishop of Buckingham, said that. What this was part of the overarching independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, which covers all facets of abuse. It was announced by Theresa May when she was the Home Secretary. And as part of its investigation into the Church of England, it picked Chichester Diocese as one of its case studies. Chichester Diocese is essentially the Church of England in Sussex. And we heard about a number of clergy in Sussex who abused and who went on to be convicted. And their names are not new to many of our listeners. Gordon Rideout, Robert Coles, Jonathan Graves, Vicary House, and Bishop Peter Ball, the former Bishop of Lewes, were just some of those names. So the inquiry didn't so much concentrate on that abuse as the way the church responded to it and handled it. And it didn't look good. The current Bishop of Chichester, Martin Warner, when he was giving evidence, said he'd been told by Lambeth Palace when he took the job in 2012 that the diocese was a basket case. There was more. There were tales of bishops threatening to sue each other, of clergy burning files in the grounds of Chichester Cathedral, and cover-up. At one point, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Williams, Rowan Williams, who was giving evidence, had read to him, as he gave evidence, an email sent by one of his own former advisers. And the email said a bishop may have to be sacrificed because the BBC's Colin Campbell was investigating the cover-up of abuse. Lambeth Palace had at the time wanted to distance Rowan Williams as far as it could from that scandal. Now, Lord Williams apologised for that email and said that he had not sanctioned that course of action. It does, though, have to be said that Colin Campbell's investigation over 10 years was mentioned several times during the inquiry. It's probably fair to say without him, much of this would have gone unreported.
What did the church have to say?
There was a dramatic moment on Wednesday when the current Archbishop of Canterbury was in the witness box and he was asked what he'd learned from the inquiry. And there was a long and painful pause and a heavy sigh. And he said he'd learned to be ashamed of the church again. And it was quite a striking moment. There were repeated apologies from many people who gave evidence and repeated acceptance, really, that what had happened was bad, was not acceptable. The church rejects, really, any suggestions that children are not safe in situations now where clergy are present. And there was extensive talk about the safeguarding training that goes on nowadays at every level of the church, from senior staff down to parishes. But interestingly, today its lawyer said there was a difficult decision to be taken for the church, whether that safeguarding policy needs to be centralised more, with policy made by the national church more than in parishes, or perhaps even given oversight by some kind of independent organisation.
And Callum, what's going to be the result of this inquiry?
There will be a report later in this year, I think late autumn or perhaps December. But first, the inquiry will hear more evidence in July about Bishop Peter Ball. He's the former Bishop of Lewes who was convicted of multiple counts of abuse. And an independent report about him last year said senior figures had been complicit in that abuse. So once that's out of the way, another report will be published covering the overarching Diocese of Chichester inquiry. It's going to look at two things. It'll look at the culture of the church. And what's interesting about Chichester as a diocese is that it is quite conservative in churchmanship. And the inquiry has been considering multiple times. It's the kind of attitudes to women and women's authority and to sexuality, and whether those are things that caused or sort of permitted the response to the abuse that happened. And the other thing I think it might look at is whether something called mandatory reporting should be introduced. Now, that is something that a lot of abuse survivors and their lawyers would like to see. And that would be new legislation, a new criminal offence, if you will, of failing to report an incident of abuse that is mentioned to you.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Callum May, reporting there.